Hello, this is Katie Curtin, and this is the bonus call of the Money Marathon, and it's our second bonus call. And we'll be doing some clearing and also talking a little bit about methods that we can use to help help bring in more prosperity and a better sense with money, a more comfortable sense with money, where we're not either hating it or worrying about it or all the rest. So I'm actually, because this is a bonus call, we're mostly focusing on doing the clearing and all that, but I had just a couple of things that I wanted to share with you. One is, I think what will be coming up, and I know it's in the 14 CD set that you're some of you are listening to, is the whole role of your thinking and how important that is in your mindset, how important it is in being able to attract more money and to, you know, run a successful small business or big business. I think most of us are in the the small business category here, and get our dreams. So the mindset, and we've been talking about this all along, but I came across a really interesting talk the other week, and it was, there's a lot of telesummits I'm sure you've heard of that talk about wealth and money mindsets and all that. And I was listening to one with a person called Andy Shaw, and it was the first time I'd ever listened to him. And he's somebody who made a lot of money, like in the millions, and very quickly just decided he wanted to and didn't have any kind of mindset which was against it, and then lost a lot, and in fact, he went bankrupt, and he was actually quite lucky because his wife had lots of money and didn't go bankrupt at the same time. So he wasn't exactly, you know, totally barefoot. But what that led him to do was kind of look into the mindset he had when he lost all the money, and anyway, I won't go on at length about it, but what I found very interesting was he's developed this method, and it reminds me of some other methods too, where he was just questioning his mind, and he was attempting to do was to quiet his mind, and so he could get into a mindset which would be positive, but that you wouldn't have to force it all the time. And basically what he did is at first he focused on gratitude and just trying for 15 seconds a day to feel grateful. And this was in the middle of his bankruptcy and all the things, you know, going wrong after having gone so right for a while. So he would spend 15 seconds on gratitude, and he said at first he was really, really aggravated because he couldn't even do that. But with time, he did. And then he also did it like about 20 times, 20 times a day. So that kind of links in with what I was talking about on earlier calls about the importance of gratitude, and that really helped him. But he also, he saw as a transitional thing. He also said, and this is what I wanted really to share with you, he had a question with his thoughts where he would question all his thoughts, and this reminds me a little bit like of Byron Katie, and he would always ask himself, is this thought helping me or harming me? And I find that a very interesting question, which I've actually been asking myself in the last few days, because it really allows you to sort out what is actually helpful to you, and just let yourself release the thoughts which aren't. Like if you're thinking, for example, common thing, you're about to create a program and you're thinking about putting out the promotion, and then right away, I bet you, or at least if you, I would bet most of you will think, But what if it doesn't work? What if this happens? What if I put all this effort into it and it's not for anything? Or similar thoughts like that. Or it could be something else. And so what happens is, of course, all these thoughts do not go in a direction of helping you do anything about your program or making it a success. So if you simply ask yourself the question, is it helping me or harming me? It's obvious. It's not. It's harming you. It's not helping you. And anyway, I'm just finding that quite an interesting thing to do. Or on a very mundane situation, or maybe it's not so mundane, but you're thinking, what's a normal thought that you might think? I'm not good at this, or, you know, I suck at this, or something like that. And then asking yourself, and we do that all the time, I'm sure, or just make self-critical remarks. And again, is this helping me or harming me? And I think, anyway, I thought that would be helpful for you to to know as a question. Byron Katie has a thing where she says, where a whole system where she questions thoughts, and those are very helpful too. And I use that. But I find this particular question is a really quick one. One can ask all day, and I do think helps reverse some of the negative thinking that we get into habitually. So that's a couple of my thoughts for today, or shall we say a bit of a summary of other people's thoughts. And what I'm going to do is going to open up for the clearing. Now, I don't have any particular topic for tonight. I just thought I would leave it open and see if people have particular issues that they would like to go into. For example, last week we were talking a little bit about and releasing around sibling rivalry and those kinds of feelings. I don't know if there's further levels we want to go into there, or whether there's other levels around the projects that you're doing that you would like to, or the business initiatives that you're doing that you would like to release on. But I'd really like to be open to what's coming up in the moment here in these bonus calls, rather than go to some more general issues. So what I'm going to do is take us off lecture mode and open up the lines. And just a minute here, and I'll see if anybody talks. And if not, I'm probably going to ask somebody if there's anything. So would anybody like to volunteer?
Hi, Katie.
Hi, okay. Is that
it's Deborah?
Deborah, yes. Okay, so Deborah, you're first. And I think I heard Katrina, if I'm wrong, anyway,
yeah,
in the background. So we'll start with Deborah and then Katrina. Great.
Yeah, so I guess what's coming up, I mean, because I'm so tired today. I've been working all day doing what I, you know, my my money gig.
Yeah.
But I guess what's coming up is I'm wanting to run to promote my next program for the Radical Self-Nourishment.
Yeah.
And I'm noticing that I'm not doing the promotion. You know, I'm just noticing it's like, wow, I'm thinking I keep sort of pushing it up. I was going to do the end of March, and then it's like, well, that's not good. I'm going to do mid-April. And, I'm not sure if it's just that whether it's the right time or I'm not sure. I'm just noticing that I know it's Mercury retrograde, just not feeling, I think there's...
Are you not feeling too inspired by it?
I'm inspired when I get in touch with it. but I'm, you know what it is that I'm having to do this other work, you know, more than, I'm in a time where I'm doing this gig 3 days a week for the next sort of, I started about 3 weeks ago, and it's kind of taking some of the juice out of me, you know, in the sense of before I was, no, when I had a coaching session with my coach the other day, and I kind of got back in touch with, you know, what excites me about my program. Yeah. So I think it's just that I'm, you know, when you're doing this other thing, it's just taking, I'm having to adjust to working and finding the balance of, like, because I haven't really got to, like, I'm doing privates and stuff like that, and but just, like, to get going on promoting and trying to get that piece, that's just, there's just a little bit of the lack of momentum at the moment.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So
I just thought I would throw that into the pot.
Thank you. Yes. And I'm just kind of sort of seeing. Well, we'll do with the tapping. We'll see what comes. But there was a. Is there? I mean, I seem to be getting a feeling. Is there anything that you could do that might be a little bit different than what you've done up to now? For some reason, that's coming. Like, is there anything coming? Like, has anything
like a
come?
Different project?
No, same project, but just in terms of the promotion.
To promote it differently?
Yeah, somewhat.
Hmm.
Just in this time period when you're working.
Well, I was, I don't know. I mean, because I sort of have this way that I'm going to do, you know, try to do a couple free workshops and do jumpstart sessions that are free, you know, as a way to as an enrollment process. But it's kind of like it's 5 weeks, you know, it's sort of 5 weeks away if I'm going to do mid-April. And I think what's coming up is the fear. It's like, because remember I tried to run it in October and it didn't run. And so I think there's some fear that I'm not going to get people. And it's like, you know, like, so I think there's that. So that's probably the piece that needs to get cleared.
That,
right?
Yeah, no, that's always something
that's definitely that's definitely there. And but I'm not sure. Like, I'm open to I don't know. Like, some other ideas of how I could promote it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, we'll leave it there, and it may be something or it may be just doing what you're doing.
Mm-hmm. I think it's just that having time, you know, it's,
wonderful. So, Katrina, I heard, is that okay, Deborah? Is that kind of?
Oh, yeah. That's,
okay.
That's where I'm at right now. I'm in the moment.
Right.
This is what, yeah.
So, Katrina.
Hello.
Hi. Nice to hear you there.
Hi. I just want to say to Deborah, you know, I keep, when you were speaking about not knowing, like feeling the fear of not being able to pull anybody into your workshop, you know, the thing that came up for me, and maybe it's a cliche, but like, who do you want there? What quality of people do you want there? And that just kind of came up to mention to you.
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to like feeling like you are chasing after somebody to, you know, come to your workshop, you know, who would you like to have there as a guest?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And what kind of qualities do they have? So that just came up from
That's a good question for me to reflect on. Thank you.
So.
Yeah, Katrina, great. Yeah. And just to kind of piggyback on that, because I think it, for some reason, I was thinking that a day or two ago when I was thinking of you.
Mm.
So there's maybe something more there. It's like really, really thinking, like really just imagining the most wonderful people coming, or you know, one person that you really could, that would be or the type of person you really want, and really imagining it in Technicolor almost.
Mm.
And what would that do if you were focusing on that right now?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's interesting because I just got, I mean, it's not for that program, but I just have a new client that just, you know, committed to doing 5 sessions with me,
Fantastic.
Individual sessions. And I had that experience of working with them and going, they're totally like, well, they're definitely in my kind of authentic community. They're my,
mm-hmm.
from part of my tribe, part of the tribe, you know. But I was sitting there going, I can't believe this client's so perfect for me. It was
right.
so, yeah, it was really fun. Like, I was like, wow, this is like amazing, you know, like I want lots of people like this. You know,
right.
I'm getting the feeling for that. I experienced mm. that a few days ago. Yeah.
So
Wonderful.
Stay in that place. Stay in that place.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Great idea. Mm-hmm.
In fact, if in some ways, even if you just didn't do any of the more of the promotion right now, I mean, you have it on your thing and you'll be doing it, but if you were to even spend 3 or 4 days focusing on that, not taking action, slowing things down,
yeah,
well, that might be, it's kind of interesting.
Focusing on who I want.
Focusing on that kind of client and just imagining having them,
mm-hmm.
more of them.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really interesting. Okay. That's a good idea.
And maybe on, yeah, I'm.
I mean,
yeah,
I'm going to get
right?
to the, yeah, I think it's good. I think that's, as I'm listening to the, to that, for however many CDs.
Yes.
That is.
The focus, I mean, it's said again and again, it's like, you know, it's part of just imagining. It's not just visualizing and doing nothing, but the really the focusing the first on the on really what you want in a very powerful and positive way. Then kind of either people start coming out of the woodwork, which I've, you know, like your ideal client, or you get inspired to get to action too,
mm-hmm.
rather than being in the place where I don't feel like it. And
we'll
do some clearing around that.
Yeah, and I don't want to act from that place. I won't do
mm-hmm.
anything until I feel inspired, because that's not going to get me anywhere. If I'm
right,
yeah. So I know. Wait to be inspired before
right.
I take action for sure.
Yeah,
yeah.
Or in cultivating this other space.
Yeah,
you know.
But,
yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Katrina, what about yourself? Are there things that are coming up that you would like to work on?
Well, I don't know if it's that I'd want to work on, but it's just.
Play on, ignore.
You know, just put in the pipe and
right.
hopefully burn it.
Yes, okay,
so,
sure.
So I've been invited, it was a couple weeks ago, I was invited by a friend of mine who is another fellow Canadian that I know from Ottawa.
Oh.
And she is a young mother and has a company called, I'm not going to get the name right, but something about
yeah.
busy parenting or parents
right,
busy
okay.
busyness parenting, I don't know, something to do with
right.
being parents that are busy.
Yes.
You know, something like that. So anyway, she called me and she's putting together this kind of telesummit, and
mm-hmm.
she's a young 20 something high tech girl and absolutely lovely, and she's wanting to bring a beauty piece to their telesummit, and they're having all these guest
yeah.
speakers, so she wanted me
mm.
to be an expert. And so, you know, the way she thought of me and wanted me to submit a bio and a photo and then a product to offer at the end of this thing, and And we talked about what that might look like and, you know, played with a few ideas. And so I'm just sort of sitting with that. And she claims to have a bunch of other people like her have a combined database of 500,000 people, which is a large amount of people.
Holy.
And
that is.
So, but it's like all mothers and it's all about mothering and
mm-hmm.
moms. And she wants me to do something specifically geared toward busy mothers.
Right.
And it's completely like not my area of interest. I'm not a parent and no, I mean, it's just not my thing. And so I'm just kind of toying with like, but then there's this part of me that wants to do it just as practice, like see what
yeah.
I come up with, you know, because it's kind of safe and it's and totally outside of my network and, you know, who knows. So
yes.
I have to kind of submit a bio and I don't even know what to write, you know.
Right.
And do I, you know, what am I going to say to these women because I don't share their experience? And so how do I... What am I going to do? Should I do
right.
it? You know, part of me thinks just go for it. Who cares about the outcome? And,
mm-hmm.
you know, if it's perfect, then the other part of me is like, but I don't really identify with that. So
mm-hmm.
how? What can I offer that?
So how can you help busy moms?
Right.
With a beauty product.
Mm-hmm.
So what about busy anybody? If you took the moms out.
Mm-hmm.
I think it might make it easier. By the way, I'm a mom, Katrina.
But this is more
not
towards like,
traditional one.
You know, young mothers who are struggling with getting their bodies back and all of those things that, you know, I totally understand those struggles. But
okay.
So I just don't know. I don't know if I want to do it. I don't know if it's, you know, something I is in alignment with me. It's just something that came up. And I'm
right.
kind of sitting with all that. So I'm not sure where to go.
Hmm.
Okay. Anybody else?
But it's interesting. It's presenting.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Well, what I like about it is that it's an opportunity to do, and it's recorded, which is great, so it's not live. And I can practice in the, you know, the tele part of it, the telephone part of it. And get an edit it. And so I like that because it keeps it a little bit safer for the first time of speaking and putting myself out there. So I like that quality. But then the offering at the end is, you know, you have to offer something, some kind of product. Not necessarily product like a tangible thing, but it could be a coaching thing or a, I don't know.
Right.
Something like that.
And Katrina, just very quickly, were there any particular products or things that you said you had a couple that you were playing with and sounded like they might be viable?
You know, mostly it was just the product being kind of a webinar series of how to, you know, create routines that will make you happy. And fit into your lifestyle and be empowering.
So how to create beauty routines?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, who knows? I don't know if that's right. I'm totally, like...
And, yeah. Well, that's very interesting because, I mean, that could be adapted. I mean, there you're doing something that doesn't have to be moms. But it is, you know, like most women, we're pretty damn busy. And so that would fit well into theirs as well as to anything else that you did in that realm.
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting. Yeah, I mean, we'll see. So we'll do some clearing around that. And Maureen?
Yes. I can relate to Deborah, maybe. I mean, the words she says. Is this in the sort of lack of inspiration, but it's a little different in that what I feel is I completely don't feel inspired right now to market myself.
Yeah.
But I feel like there's something deeper bubbling, and I think I have to give it a little assimilating time instead of just grabbing and running.
Yeah.
And I see how some of the ways I did things, I made it more work for myself than I needed to. And
yeah.
I want to be smarter and slower and more methodical about how I do the money part. And I, in our conversations, I realized how there were places I didn't want to look, so I would close my eyes and move a little faster. And this kind of being on purpose about it feeling just right. And then when Katrina's talking about, I hope this is okay to share this, I mean, to comment about this, but this, you know, you don't have any way to relate to these busy mothers. And what I'm feeling is I don't know anything about what Katrina has to offer, but I do know you have something, I can feel it. And I want to know what it is, and without knowing what it is, it feels like they have something you want. They just don't know it. But you have something to offer that single busy, you know, busy mothers, whatever, tend to skip. And what most of us are coming to is without beauty, what is there?
You know, Maureen, I'm so sorry. I don't know what phone you're on, but I hear you kind of in a muffled way, so I can't quite understand every word that you're saying.
Okay, I will change computers. I think I had my hand over the speaker. I'm sorry. So should I say that again in the shorter version?
Yeah, I didn't catch it, so I'm sorry.
Okay. Can you hear it now at this position?
I can hear it, but you're still a tiny bit muffled, but I think I can make it out what you say.
I can dial back on another phone. So.
No, don't worry. That's okay.
So what I feel is that you have something to offer these women that is really important to them that they seem to be neglecting.
I didn't catch that. I'm sorry. I didn't catch that last part about something about being neglected.
It feels like Katie heard it.
Yeah, something to offer these women that they are neglecting. And just to piggyback a little on this, Katrina, and around the mother thing, is the thing is what being a mother does is it just accentuates busyness. It means that you have even less time, you know, especially when you're a new mom. Yeah, it seems like you have no time at all because, you're running. You're either with the kid and, the baby at first is just overwhelmingly demanding. And in the sense of your time and just needing to be with them. But, and it's really something that women, I guess, come to really in a frontal way is how do I take care of myself even on a very minimal level? And so that's, which is a question for all women. It's just accentuated. And so I'm sure that because your whole thing about beauty is about self-nurturance and really being in touch with one's real beauty and self, that, like Maureen says, that you have something there to offer them.
Thank you.
And there's one advantage to doing this, Katrina, is because you, in a sense, you feel a little distanced. So you're not too attached to it working.
Right.
Which is maybe a good thing. I mean, if you were really attached to it working and you knew there was a 500,000 database? That might be a little bit too frightening.
Well, I thought, I don't know what's true about them having a half a million database. That's what they claim.
Yeah.
I mean,
and
who
what
knows
people
can really
turn
true.
Up is another thing. Yeah.
Exactly. There could
but
be
you know, Katrina, this could maybe take you somewhere you never knew you could ever go.
It could. It really could.
You know,
right.
It really could just open something up that is just like a, could really like completely like blow your mind.
That's very true. You just never know.
You never know.
So, well, let's get into some clearing, unless Katrina has something else to say to all our remarks.
No, just thank you so much. But I feel like maybe Maureen had something to put in for her, so I just wanted
yeah,
to...
actually, I that's a good
thank
thing.
You.
Maureen?
I'm really wanting to hide right now.
Okay, so what are you trying to hide?
I don't know, really. I feel like what we've done has opened me up in a different way, and I feel really good and happy personally. And I feel like this sharing with Katrina about the mother thing and the, it's like, it opened this place of like a missing thing of having that felt experience. Like it's like the mother and the nurturance, and it somehow affected I don't know, it's like the words are really strange. I think that's part of why I didn't speak. But it feels like there's like a rose growing up in my solar plexus, and I can't push it.
But you're not quite sure what it is yet.
Yeah, and so I feel almost annoyed with myself because I feel anxious to move forward, but I know this is really, really right.
Okay, fantastic. You've really expressed it very well right there. And yeah. We'll go in with what all this is about, what you've brought, and let's see where we'll start with Deborah and what she brought up, and then see how the other pieces come. So I'm just actually picking up. It may not necessarily be Deborah. I'm seeing this. Okay. Even though I don't really feel like marketing, I deeply love and accept myself. Even though I don't really feel like going out and promoting myself, I deeply love and accept myself. Even though I feel like staying at home and hiding, I deeply love and accept myself. Where are we going with this? Yes. It'd be fun to hide. I feel like just hiding out. Just being cozy and sleeping and not doing much right now because, hey, it all requires such an effort. Such an effort. And I'm really tired right now. I'm just really tired now. Besides, it's kind of scary. It's kind of scary. What if it doesn't work? What if I bomb? What if I don't get any clients, ideal or not? What if I don't even get bad clients? What if I just get no clients, zero clients? How then do I survive? What if nobody comes in the door? N-O-B-O-D-Y, nobody. After I've put my best work out there, after I've done everything, what if nobody comes? I mean, isn't that the worst thing? Holding a huge party, spending months on getting it ready and then nobody comes? I mean, why bother at all? Why bother at all? Why bother at all? Where am I going? Where am I going? Who do I really want? Who really wants me? Who really wants me? Who really wants me? Who really could want me? Who could want me? Moms, 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 busy moms, young busy moms. What the hell could I tell them? What the hell could I tell them? I mean, I don't know anything about mothering. I don't know anything about mothering except what went wrong with me. Except what went wrong with me. Fuck moms. Fuck moms. I don't really want to deal with moms. I don't want to deal with moms. Something about that makes me really, really sick. Really sick. I'm sorry, moms, but it just makes me feel really sick. Along with pregnant women. Sick. I feel sick. I don't want to deal with it. I don't want to hear them. I don't want to help 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 them. Okay. I'm going to put this off mute now. Just a minute. I hope I didn't. And anything come up from all that?
I realize, Katie, in pure shadow, I don't want to help mothers. I hated mine. I don't want to help them.
And that's good to recognize. Right.
But that's just kind of my tyrannical little child, you know. It's not the whole
Well,
thing.
It's important to go through that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, believe me, about a year or so before, 2 years before I had my child, I did not want to see a pregnant woman. Mm-hmm. I'd just been through a lot of trauma, lost my partner, and a pregnant woman. I was sorry. I didn't knew it was very not politically correct or not right at all, but I just didn't want to see pregnant women.
Mm-hmm.
So be with that.
Well, it's kind of, you know, it feels very child, the child part of me. It feels like, why would I want to help mothers? My mother never helped me. No.
Okay. So, yeah. So we can go into that more. anything else there? Well, okay. Anybody else want to comment on that tirade?
I couldn't stop laughing when you said, fuck mothers.
I was hoping none of you got too shocked by my language by
it
now.
It was wonderfully, refreshingly shocking, and it let loose something that I didn't notice was in there.
Right. Oh, good.
So, thanks for that, and thanks for the honesty about not wanting to help them. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. So, Deborah, anything?
I just
started
was,
off with you.
I was howling through the whole thing. I was just giggling and laughing through the whole thing. Yeah.
Oh, too bad I put you on mute. Maybe not.
No, I was hoping you were going to put it on mute because I knew I was going to start laughing.
Well, I did. Okay, so
yeah.
You were saved. I love your laugh. But so, and anything around the... because we started off with you, but we actually went to Katrina's pretty quickly. But was there anything that, anything there that you can think of that you'd like to highlight, or we'll just go on with the
No, I think I was laughing,
rant.
So I think it's just right. Moving the energy, you know?
Yeah, okay. So we'll go from the mother rant and see if we can... I'm enjoying it, and I'm a mom. So let me see. A late mom. I had my first child at 40, almost 46. So, yeah. I was just thinking of the time. Anyway, I'm not going to go into it. let me see now. Well, I'm just going to go with this. I can't think of anything, so I'll just go with this. So I'm going to put it on mute again so that, or lecture, so that we don't hear all the laughing, although I'd love to. So here we go. Even though I hate moms, I deeply love and accept myself. Even though I really don't want to deal with moms, I deeply love and accept myself. Even though I don't want to deal with anything to do with motherhood, I deeply love and accept myself. Funny thing. I want to deal with the feminine. I want to deal with the deeply feminine. That's what all my work is about. But fuck motherhood. I really don't want to deal with the thing that's most associated with the feminine, which is motherhood. Motherhood. Hood. A mother in the hood. Mother in the hood. Motherhood. Hood. Hood. Motherhood. What if I just had fun with these moms? I mean, heck, they're just women. Women whose bodies became big and sprouted a kid. They're just women. Women like me. There's not a lot of difference, you know, just one has a kid and the other doesn't. One has a lot of work to do. A lot of work with a kid. Kids are a lot of work. And they deal with it, and they do it. Some do it well, some do it badly, but they do it. And some of us don't have kids, and that's quite fine. It allows us to birth other things. We're birthing other things, beauty. Beauty, art, beauty, all of these things. Things. Why am I talking about things instead of motherhood? Why are we talking about motherhood? I mean, I started this whole thing just talking about a bloody teleconference, you know? I mean, that's just simple promoting myself. I don't know why I'm so bloody attached to this. Thing is this whole beauty thing is kind of a little hard for me to start, even though I've done it a lot. Somehow it's hard for me to get out on my own with it. It's like I don't have the right. It's like I don't have the right to do it on my own, to do it for me. I don't have the right to do it for me. Somehow I don't have the right to talk about beauty as an independent person, independent of anybody hiring me. I don't know. Something's stopping me. I don't know why something's stopping me. Stopping me. Oh, why don't I stop saying stopping me? But I'm going to continue saying stopping me. Stop me. Who could stop me? Not no bloody anybody if I really, really wanted it. I'm unstoppable. I'm incredible. So... I'm feeling somewhat in a meditative state after that for some weird reason. Okay. Hello. Katrina.
Yes.
Did that, what did that do for you, if anything?
It made me chuckle.
Okay. releasing.
You know, it made me chuckle. It's so just not about mothers or anything. It's just about women and what we all want, which is to feel good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that we can bring our gifts.
Right.
Forward.
And you have this incredible passion around beauty.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, there's something that's just, catching you here. Well, just anyway, stay with it.
I think, you know, for me, I think the piece that's catching me the most is simply what could I say that's relevant, number one, really relevant? I mean, I pay attention to everything that's going on, and it's just kind of all regurgitation of the same thing. And, you know, there's so much marketing and social media around products and things that it's just everybody's so sophisticated in terms of self-promotion.
Yeah.
And I'm struggling with cringing over doing that and offering something deeper.
Mm.
So.
Yeah. And, yeah. Anybody else like to say anything? Or? Okay.
I do, but somebody else knows the word.
Okay. Well, we'll give it a go. You're pretty good.
So I'm having this feeling about, I mean, what's really curious is it's almost better that I don't know what you sell right now, because I'm just, or promote or serve or, but this kind of like what I'm feeling inside of me, it's like how to draw out the inside beauty.
Mm-hmm.
Not, we're not just, you know, painting nice surfaces, we're like mean beauty.
Yeah. So how to draw out the inside of beauty? Is that what you were saying? There was a little distortion here again.
Yeah. Yeah. It's something, I mean, that's the deeper part. That's the, you know, what the heck's going on inside and how to make that more beautiful. And there's sort of a, I mean, it's touching the theme of what I do in my work, but it just feels like there's this universal theme of like motivation, self-esteem, beauty, like the mothers. I mean, it all feels like there's something in that mix that seems to be bubbling.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, it's all related, definitely.
So, Deborah, anything else from you? Or I think what we'll do is do the prayer, like the healing codes.
I'm good. I'm in an altered state.
Yeah, a little bit like me right now. Okay. So, I guess the healing code will be rather general. I'm just trying to think of how to tie this all up. Or maybe it's not to be tied up. It's just something that's to be worked on still, or played with. I guess it'll come out. if it's supposed to come out in the prayer and later. So we'll just start. I pray requests that all known and unknown negative images, unhealthy beliefs, and destructive cellular memories and all resulting physical issues related to me having difficulties in promoting my work and in getting my work out, or even related to articulating what my work is in the first place, be found, opened, and healed, filling me with the love, life, and light of the great creative force. I also ask that the effectiveness of this healing be increased by 100 times or more. And so we'll start with the different positions and, well, the first position. Obviously, we're not going to do all at the same time. I am a little out here. So here we go. Yes, I'm starting not to have words. This is not good as I'm leading us through this, but let's go. So taking the two hands and cupping them and directing them in between the eyebrows and just putting the energy, letting the energy flow through the fingers towards this healing center in between the eyebrows. And letting all those fears and doubts about what you really have to offer or doubts about whether you can get the people you really want, just letting them dissolve. And letting an image in your heart come to you about who are the people you really are here for, who you're going to be able to serve, and in what way. And that this is somehow all this is just percolating in you, and you don't have to really try hard to think about it. In fact, probably the best thing is just to let it sift through your consciousness, be in your dreams, and just be part of your day without actually always thinking about it directly. It's just there. It's coming. The people who you were meant to serve are coming to you, and the opportunities. And all you have to say is, let me serve. Let me be there. Let me be there. Okay, going down to the throat and focusing, taking your two hands and cupping them and focusing the energy towards the throat area, the Adam's apple, and letting the energy stream out through that, through your hands towards that center. And knowing that you will be able to express in just the right way what you have to offer. Letting go of what everybody else is saying and how they are saying it and all the clever words you're reaching for. Letting go of all the cleverness, of the sophistication, of all the need to know. Letting go of what people think of as marketing language. And just knowing you can tell. You can tell people what you're doing, and it's going to light up their heart. That you have those words to light up their hearts. Going to the corner of the jaws, one hand, the left hand directed towards the left corner of the left jaw, the right hand directed towards the right jaw. And it doesn't matter right now whether you do exactly the right thing it doesn't matter whether you figure out the exact right words or the right type of clients. All it matters is that you're on the path and that you keep going. All that matters is that you are on the path and keep going. And sometimes it's like you're going through deep underbrush and it seems like nothing is clear and it's rough. And sometimes the thorns are, the bushes are stinging you. But you just keep going. And then you find ways which are clearer and which are easier. And you come into the opening. Into the opening where there's light. Okay, and now we're pointing the hands at the sides of the temple, pointing the energy, directing the energy towards the sides of the temple, the left hand towards the left side, the right hand towards the right side. Okay, something released there because I yawned. Okay, now we're going and directing the energy once again to the area in between the eyebrows. And we're breathing deeply in and out. And just letting go of all our fears, the fears that we're not enough, that we can't figure out the right thing, that somehow we can't do the right thing. Or even the thought that nobody wants us, even however good we are, that perhaps there's a thought that people just don't recognize beauty. They don't recognize your gifts. Letting go of that thought. Because while some don't recognize your gifts, there's an awful lot out there who will. And that's all that counts. That's all that counts. Going down to the throat area again, directing the energy from the hands towards the throat. Okay, and then going towards the jaw area, with your hands directed to the sides of the jaw, letting go of anger, letting go of the anger against our mothers who didn't do, or our adopted mothers, or who we didn't adopt, but adopted us. Letting go of all those things around motherhood and mothers that get in our way of being who we are. And knowing that we are all mothers. Mothers of this earth. Mothers of our experience. Okay, and then going to the side of the temples. And then placing your hands gently on top of your, on the crown of your head, just rest, letting them rest there. And then when you have the chance, just letting it, them go down to the side and looking around, then opening your eyes and looking around you and just letting yourself Your eyes alight on something of beauty. All right, so I'm going to take off the mute for the moment and just open the lines for a final final couple of comments and goodbye for this for this session. Anybody like to say anything before we say goodnight?
Thank you.
Are you all in an altered state like me?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Katie.
Is there just the three of us today?
Yes, it is.
Okay, good. This was, Thank you.
Thank you, all of you, for making it such a rich experience.
Yeah,
and
thank you, everybody.
Thank you so much, all of you. You're wonderful.
So, nighty-night.
Nighty-night.
Good night, everybody. Sleep
well.
Good
night, everybody.
Night. Some of you, it's sooner than others. I know with Maureen, you're an hour or so behind. Okay, so bye-bye then.
Bye.
Take care.
You too.